listeners, a few moments with Leonard Burnside as he explains crooning, its origins, and its place in the musical world. Mr. Leonard Burnside.
Crooning, a cacophony of sound cascading from a verdant musical jungle? Or is it a well-planned, throaty accumulation of sounds by a great organizer of melody? You shall see. Mr. Vesdale, if you please.
Body, oat, and bow, rotten diddy bow.
Thank you, Mr. Vesdale. Now that we have heard, we begin to wonder. One almost thinks of crooning as a fragmentary bit of Americana, revealing, yet quasi-damaging in its consistency. And while the music is being paraphrased, listen to this strain.
Yada booty doo-do, roadie bada deetin dat and bat and bow.
And so we begin to see what Gerald Deckhart was getting at. There's nothing frightening about it. Indeed, it's a fructifying experience. You see, Deckhart was not so much interested in musical content as he was in the elasticity of the notes. The music would be sung heartily or with a moue of distaste. Mr. Vesdale?
Bada doo dee doo. Oh, button, button, dee 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 doo 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 doo. Button, doo.
Slowly we come to terms with crooning, but it was not until 1923 that we realized the dynamism, the inbreeding of crooning with the more stable or unprogresso kind of music. So the cross-fertilization had begun. The inculcation, the emergence, the precipitation, the entree, so to speak, the entrance to the back door of music had been accomplished, and there was no going back. I want you to pay particular note to the enchanting Deckhart variation here, Mr. Vesdale. How can two themes run concurrently? Well, it's a tribute to the genius of Deckhart. While one melody advances rubato, the other recedes contrapuntally into the background, diminuendo, barely making itself heard, only to return with mild insolence. If that sounded oppressive, it was exactly what Deckhart set out to achieve, the bittersweet. Again, we hear the melancholy yearnings of one sad note overtaking another sad note without taxing the structure. The Weltschmerz of these Deckhart outpourings never ceases to amaze me. Mr. Vesdale, if you please finish this particular piece we're dealing with now. So there you have it. Deckhart knew that sooner or later, he'd have to be dealt with. His music was a force that could not, would not be denied.
In my good old summer time.
So there we have it. Deckhart knew that sooner or later, he would have to be dealt with. His music was a force that could not, would not be denied. His was a world of melody, and melody meant all the world to him. I think we must reckon crooning as a serious, yet simpatico art form. Not to do so would be unwise. Bravissimo, my good friend Deckhart. I applaud you. Thank you for what you did.